I was bitten by mosquitoes yesterday. A lot of them. It was a whole family of mosquitoes. It was an extended family of mosquitoes. They saw me out in the back of my house, and they attacked me. One mosquito held me down while the rest of the mosquitoes ravished my body with all kinds of marks and bumps and itchy things. I tried to chase the mosquitoes down in order to have them arrested for mosquito rape, basically. But they got away. And they're on the loose. You be careful. I called the police department in my town and told them that I was attacked by mosquitoes. And they laughed at me. And I said, is this why I pay taxes? So that I can be laughed at? Because I was attacked by a family of mosquitoes. And I think it was a planned attack. I think they saw me, smelled my flesh, which is very tasty. And they hunted me down like a wounded rabbit. I don't think I'll ever forget this.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
Can't believe this happened to me.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Those bastards. Those bastards.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the, wow.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Don't answer. I can't hear you. You look silly when you do that. I was attacked by mosquitoes yesterday. It was awful. It was so demeaning. I didn't see other people running around being stung, and it's not like they just attack you. They actually suck your blood like vampires. They have little like hypodermic needles on the end of their noses. I've seen them up close in pictures. And they stick this their needle nose, into your skin, and they suck out blood. Now, you get enough mosquitoes, and they can drain you entirely. And it's not a bunch of crazy nurses who take the blood and transfuse them into another human being. They just feed on blood. They like blood. I think it's very sick. I mean, honestly, I think it's sick. I think it's just sick. They're nasty, nasty. I think what they're trying to do is to take over my body and my soul. I think they're trying to infiltrate my very psyche. Nasty things. I have mosquito repellent. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything but make me smell weird. It makes me smell like a chemical plant or something. Doesn't make me smell good. It's not like you go out on a date and you know, the person says, what, that, That cologne, what is that? Deet? Yeah, it's Eau de Deet. That's what it is. It's Deet toilet water. Deet doesn't stop them. Doesn't stop. You can put as much Deet on your body as you want. The mosquitoes, they don't care. They say, oh, here's some tasty blood from a good smelling guy with Deet. They don't care. They don't care about the Deet. They don't even know how to spell Deet. They spell it D-I-E-T. That's diet. Stupid mosquitoes. Go to school. Get an education first before you go out sucking people's blood. If that's what you're going to do your whole life, at least get an education so you have something to fall back on. Nothing stops them. Trump wants to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. How about like building a net, you know? How about like stopping the mosquitoes from coming over? That's what I'm concerned about. They're taking our jobs. It's awful. You can't complain about it to anybody. If you say to somebody, I was attacked by mosquitoes and they itch so much. You know what the other person says? Well, stop scratching them. Oh, okay, never thought of that. I never thought that I shouldn't scratch them because they itch. What an interesting comment that is. If I could stop scratching them, I would, you jerk. Then they make stuff to put on it. It doesn't stop it. It doesn't stop the itching. Nothing stops the itching. The only thing that stops the itching is not scratching them. But then you go crazy. You can't contain yourself. It's just a horrible situation. I don't go out all summer. Well, I don't anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But if I did, I wouldn't. How about that? I can't. I have a very nice deck on the back of my house. It's a deck. I don't know why we call it that, but that's what it's called. It's like the deck of a ship. I don't understand why it's a deck. It's a terrace. It's slats of wood that come out from the back of my house, and you sit on it. And I like sitting there with a cocktail, listening to some music or something. But I can't. Because as soon as it reaches like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if there's even a hint of sunset coming up, these bastards come out in droves. And then they have their friends, which is like a swarm of gnats. Have you ever met these people? There's a swarm of gnats. You can see them coming in the distance. It's like a black cloud, a black mist coming towards you. And when it gets closer, it's a bunch of tiny little gnats. They're not flies. I don't know what they are. I don't know what species this is or what planet they're from, but they're gnats. And they also, they don't bite you or they do bite you, but they don't suck your blood. At least they have the courtesy. Yeah. I don't mind being bitten. It's like a girl giving you a hickey. I don't mind you kissing me on the neck or bite me on the neck, but don't make those red marks. Don't break skin. That's too much. That's not kissing anymore. That's invasion. That's an attack. That's an attack. That's a battery. Well, battery is different. I think batteries. I never understood those terms. You know, being arrested for assault and battery. What? Why don't you speak English? They're being arrested because they attacked me with a stick. No, it's assault and battery. Now, first of all, there was no battery involved. They used their hands. There was no battery. They didn't have a battery. And there was no assault. They didn't bother to season me with salt or pepper. Pepper spray? They assaulted me with pepper spray. Ooh, that's an interesting phrase. These legal terms, assault and battery. Get off my ass with that. They came at me with a stick. They attacked me. The charge is attacking a person bodily with physical violence. No, it's assault and battery. What are you talking about? Why are you coming up with silly words like this? I've just been assaulted. You've been what, Ron? Assaulted. Oh. I see. But I don't get the battery part. I don't know why you call it a battery. Anyway, have you had fun so far? Is this making any sense to you whatsoever? Because it's not making any sense to me at all. And I'm actually the person who's talking. So, let's move on.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
I'm a total mess. I've got these mosquito bites with this itching going on. And I also have like itchy eyes because I have allergies for some reason, but only in the morning. For some reason, pollen doesn't bother me unless I'm just waking up. I guess my body gets used to the pollen and all of a sudden doesn't bother me anymore. But when I get up in the morning, I have these watery, itchy eyes. So my eyes itch, my body itches. I'm a walking itching thing. It's not pleasant for me. Sorry to talk about myself so much. How are you? There you go. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good, man. Now I'm concerned about fleas and ticks. I have a dog, and I have to put this stuff on it. What do they call that? It's Frontline Plus, they call it. Now they come up with a thing called Frontline Gold. I have no idea what makes that any different than Frontline Plus. We're in the plus area. Now we're going to go gold. What the hell does that mean? Again, what do these words mean to me? Why don't you just call it frontline really good, frontline now even better, and I'll get to now even better. But you got your gold and your plus and just the frontline without the plus. Why would somebody buy frontline without the plus in it? What are you talking? It's the same price. What are you talking about? What's this gold thing? So you open up this, I don't know if you have a dog or not, because I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're probably familiar with this. You open up this little thing, this little liquid thing, and there's not much in it. And you spread it on your dog's neck, and then maybe down its back, and I guess it seeps into their skin. That's lovely. And it prevents them from getting fleas and ticks. It doesn't actually prevent them getting fleas and ticks, but it kills them on contact. Which is good. I like that. It's like DEET, I guess, I suppose. DIET. But here's the thing. The amount of liquid in these applications is like, if you opened your mouth and saliva dripped out, that's about the amount. I don't know what that is. It's like a minuscule amount of this chemical. And yet, a 3-pack of this thing costs like $50. A 6-pack is like $90, $80 or $90. I mean, are we dealing with the cure for cancer here? How is a tiny little amount of this, a little drop of this chemical, how is that dose like $10, $20? How is that possible? You have vats of this stuff in the factory and you're giving me a little droplet of it and you're charging me $20 per droplet? What are you, nuts? I guess I'm nuts for buying it, but I don't want my dog to get fleas and ticks. And my veterinarian, who is actually the animal version of God, by the way, veterinarians, you know, they're doctors. You don't mess with doctors. If doctors say something to you, it's got to be true. I do second opinions on everything. When I go to the doctor and I say, I'm sniffing and I'm sneezing. Well, Ron, you have a cold. Well, maybe I do, but I think I need a second opinion. And I go see another doctor, and they say, no, you have allergies. And then I'm all screwed up. I want a second opinion on everything. And not just from doctors, I want it from people. I mean, if I'm lost or something and I pull the side of the road and I say, hey, buddy, can you tell me how to get to Spencer Street? Yeah, just go down the end of the block and take a left and it's you got it. It's right there. Okay, thank you very much, but I'm going to get a second opinion. Why? It's the street's right up there at the traffic light. Yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, bud. I got to get a second opinion. That's just the way I live. I live this way. Same thing if I'm going to have sex, which is, you know, every once in a while I do run into that dilemma. And the person says, hey, Ron, let's have sex. I go, oh, you know, sounds good, but to be honest with you, I have to make a call. Why? I got to get a second opinion whether I should do this or not. I'm really not too sure. You know, just because you want sex doesn't mean everybody should immediately, you know. Who do you think you are? You think you just snap your fingers and say, let's have sex, and all of a sudden you're having sex? Well, that's very presumptuous on your part. I don't think that's considerate of others to fulfill your needs immediately, and you just assume everybody's just going to jump on it or jump on you. I don't think that's fair. You need a second opinion.
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
How's everything going so far? You all right? You comfortable? Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show. I do this every single weekday, unless it's a holiday, and they don't come up that much anymore. Unless you're Jewish, there's like 3,000 holidays. You realize that when you go to school, that most of your days off, most of your holidays are Jewish holidays. And even though you're not Jewish, you can't go to school because all the teachers are Jewish. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I know. It's a fact. It's a fake news fact. So this President Trump guy, he's not my president, by the way. I didn't vote for the guy. Don't lay this on me. That's your deal. He's going to announce whether he's going to announce whether, by the time you're listening to the show, he probably would have announced this one way or the other, but he's leaning toward backing out of the Paris Climate Accord, which means that countries agree, like 160 countries agree that we got to save this planet. We got to make it the healthiest planet we can, because this is all we got here. There's nothing going on anywhere else. So you want to make, you know, you want to make sure it's like safe to live on with the atmosphere. 160 countries have signed up on this, including China, who polluted like the most of anybody. They even agree. Trump, of course, he thinks that this planet thing is just a bunch of hooey. Uh-huh. He also believed that Obama wasn't an American citizen, and yet he was president for 8 years. You know, this kind of shit. So anyway, he's going to announce today whether the United States is going to back out of this agreement. If he decides that this country is backing out of this planet thing, the only other countries that will have backed out besides us would be Syria and Nicaragua. The United States, Syria, and Nicaragua, would be the only ones that are not not concerned about the planet and what can happen to it if you pollute it too much. This is like one of the major reasons why this man is not my president. That would be a sorry, sorry thing. I'd actually call him a murderer at that point. I don't know. I don't want to get too political here. I don't want to get too political. He hasn't decided yet, but he's leaning toward backing out of that thing. You know, he could take a poll. He could take a poll, or he could ask Congress, like, what do you think we should do? But no, this is all, like, his decision. The king, the dictator, shall decide our fate. as he breaks up the NATO Union so that the United States is no longer the leader of the free world or the leader of the world. As we back out of things and become less involved, that leaves a vacuum. See, that's what happened in Iraq. Because we invaded it, we left a vacuum, and that was taken over by terrorist groups. So we have a little problem with that now. When you create a, when you leave your post of being the leader of the world, someone else will fill that vacancy. That could be China. I know Russia wants that job really big time. Interesting move, Trumpy boy. Interesting move, you ignorant slut. Anyway, let's move on, because you really shouldn't talk like that about your president. But again, whatever. Whatever. It's been a very good year, hasn't it?
You're listening to Ron Van Dam on Metro South Podcasting. Oi, he's such a mensch. I mean, a nice mensch, don't get me wrong, but still, really, a mensch.
That's how I got honorable mention. Coming up on the show over the weekend, we're going to have a guest who wrote a book about Donald Trump. It's a comedy, as the presidency is, which is becoming seriously not funny. He wrote a book before Trump even really became president, so it's kind of interesting, and it's a fictional book about a Trump-like character. It's interesting, and we'll interview him over the weekend, so hang on for that. Yeah.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But you know me as the guy who runs the area's favorite Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Thank you. Hey, do you like pasta? Of course you do. Then you gotta come to Headshots this month for Pasta Lamusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Pacula.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Lanusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Paduca.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Patchouli.
Nice. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Potato.
Pasta Palooza.
Mr. Potato.
Back on track, Bobby. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Fajor.
On the menu, but Pasta Palooza.
Patsy Klein.
No idea where that came from.
Pasta Canunza.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Cholula.
Pasta Palooza.
Jesus. Just come out and have some goddamn spaghetti.
Headshots now open Tuesday through Sunday at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer.
Tasty stuff, too. I eat there frequently. I don't, really. I should, but I don't. All right, kids, it's time to talk to people. It's the summer months coming up, and it's time to take care of your lawn and get bitten by mosquitoes and have all kinds of sweat rolling from your face. It's just fun. It's just good time fun. Sunburn, skin cancer. Come on, get with the program, huh? Enjoy yourself. Let's talk about the lawn. Brian Mankey joins us. He's project manager at Steel Incorporated, and Missy Henriksen is National Association of Landscape Professionals, vice president of public affairs. We're talking about landscaping as the season is upon us, and we always feel like we're not doing it just the way that it should be done. It's just not right enough. Is there a proper way to maintain?
You know, it's a good question, Ron. 76% of us wish our yards looked a little bit better, but we don't know how to get there.
Right.
So we have a few things that we can offer today that will help your lawns and your landscapes to look beautiful, but also will be very friendly to the environment.
Great. All right, let's start with watering. I have no idea how often I'm supposed to water my lawn. I never did, and I'm of age where I should know, but I don't.
Your secret is safe with us. Absolutely no worries. It's best to give your lawn a deep soak every couple of days and not do it every day. But you can take that guesswork out by actually installing a smart irrigation system. You know, with today's system, it really takes the guesswork out for all of us. Mm-hmm. You can use your smartphone, and they know exactly when to water, which saves about 50% of your water usage. So it's reducing that water footprint and also saving some money on your utilities as well. There are other things that you can do to recapture the water with rain barrels. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that are out there. The other thing that people don't recognize as a way to reduce your water usage is plant with regional flowers. Shrubs and trees and plants really are accustomed to the soil in your area, and therefore, again, reducing that water usage, which is so important.
Okay.
Another thing, Ron, people don't realize is that mulching returns a lot of water back to the soil.
Oh.
80% of a blade of grass is water. So if you use a mulching water, now that moisture in the grass is being returned to the soil.
Very important.
Oh, okay. All right. Is it better to water in the evening or in the morning?
Actually, you can water in the morning or in the evening. Just avoid the peak of the day when the sun is out at its fullest. That can really cause that evaporation, which is a waste of that precious water.
Okay. You know, a lot of communities across the United States, there's been a drought in some areas, especially the Northeast, for quite some time now. And already they're instilling some restrictions on watering down to sometimes twice a week. Is that still doable to keep a lawn looking good?
Absolutely. There are definite things that you can do to make sure that that lawn is staying healthy. One thing that people should understand, if your lawn does turn a little bit brown, don't panic. That doesn't mean that it's dying or that it's dead.
Okay.
It's oftentimes it's an indication of stress, and that does happen sometimes in drought. But take confidence that they will reemerge once the water usage comes back to full force. That lawn will perk up and green right up again.
Okay, sounds good. All right, go on, Brian.
Another thing you can do to reduce stress on your lawn is mow at a higher height and make sure you have a good sharp blade. There is a big difference between the cutting performance of a dull blade versus a sharp blade.
Oh. Is it important to get the clippings off the ground, or is it okay to leave them there?
Actually, you want to use a mulching mower because that moisture in the grass you want to return to the lawn.
Ah,
so a mulching mower is best for conserving water.
Okay, so you do leave it there, but in a mulch state, otherwise it would choke the grass or something?
Well, if you bag your grass clippings, you're taking all the moisture that's in the grass and removing it from the lawn.
I see. So going to brown. Okay, gotcha. All right. So how often am I supposed to mow? Is it once a week, or do I do it more or less? Well, that's going on.
Well, really, it's going to depend on your season. Ideally, the more often you can mow, the better. So if you mow once a week in the spring, that's probably not going to be enough.
Right.
And when the grass is growing very quickly, the idea is you don't want to shock the grass.
All right. Okay.
So in the springtime, you probably need to mow twice a week. You know, in the heat of the summer, probably once a week is efficient.
Yeah. And Brian, wouldn't you recommend somewhere maybe a 2.5 to 3 inch leaf blade that's left as a general guide for homeowners?
As a general guide, yeah.
Okay.
So, main thing is you don't want to cut off more than a third of the grass.
All right. So what products do you put on your lawn in order to keep it looking good?
There are a lot of different products that are very effective in bringing out the ultimate health of your lawn. It's best to check with a lawn care professional to make sure that you're really putting the products in at the right time that will really bring out the health so you can actually get out there and enjoy your lawn, which is really what outdoor living is all about.
All right. Missy, what about technology as far as tools are concerned? I see a lot of them being advertised more than usual, and they've got technology involved.
So from the tool standpoint, we've introduced a lot of new battery products.
Uh-huh.
For example, you know, we have a whole new lineup of consumer-oriented battery-powered products, and these are not the products that you're familiar with from years ago. Now they have lithium-ion batteries. They have a lot of power. You know, you can get your job done on a single charge. For the traditional yard, on a single charge, there's more than enough power to get the job done.
Wow,
You pull these products out in the springtime, charge them up, and they're ready to go. You don't have any problem with bad gas. You don't have to run to the store to get oil. Just plug it in, and you're ready to go.
I like that. All right, so we're okay, beautiful. Now, we don't have time to go through everything to have a great lawn. You know who makes me have a great lawn? My neighbors. Because when their lawn looks good and my lawn looks like crap, then I feel bad. There's a lot of psychology to lawn care, really, isn't there? I mean, when your lawn looks good, you kind of, oddly enough, psychologically feel better. I don't know why that is.
You do feel pretty good about that. It helps that curb appeal. It helps you out there enjoying your landscape again, which is really so important, particularly at this time of year. Time to get out from inside and get back outdoors and enjoy being out in nature.
Okay. Brian and Missy, thank you. Yes, go on.
I was going to say, with these new tools, you know, then you can love doing the job, too.
Yeah, that's important.
It's a lot more enjoyable when you don't have to fight starting them and, you know, low noise, lightweight, easy
good point.
To use.
Good point. Yeah, it becomes a toil, it turns it into a pleasure, and that's like what most things should be in life. So where do we get more information about all of this?
Everything we talked about today, you can find more information on loveyourlandscape.org.
It's easy enough. Guys, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for
having us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Adorable. I wonder if they're married or just not even, they don't even know each other. Because they have a lot in common, don't they? Lawns. Whoa. Whoa. It's like they met on a dating site.
Yeah, what do you like to do?
I like to dance. I love good food. I love lawns.
Me too, I love lawns.
Oh, do you sometimes lie on the ground and roll around on the grass?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, especially when it's wet and dewy.
Oh, that is so hot.
I know. Hey, do you want to get a cup of coffee?
Screw that. Let's mow a lawn together.
Oh, yeah. We can bag the grass afterwards.
You are, really. I love bagging grass.
Me too. It's great to bag grass.
I bag grass all my life.
Me too. Sometimes I'll bag it and then I'll rebag it.
Oh my God. Oh my God, seriously?
Oh, it's wonderful. Sometimes I mow a lawn and then I'll mow it all over again. just so I can bag it.
Oh, stop it. You're making me so hot.
I know, it's hot out.
I know, I love that.
Do you have crabgrass?
No, I use protection.
Oh. Hey, you want to forget about the mowing and just go, like, upstairs?
Upstairs? What are you talking about?
You know what I mean.
This isn't even the first date, and you want to take me upstairs? I'd rather mow the lawn.
Oh, you're my kind of woman.
You're my kind of man.
You're my kind of woman with a kind of man.
My kind of man with a kind of woman.
Why? Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you save your grass clippings?
You see that jar over there?
Yeah.
It's full of grass clippings from the first lawn I ever mowed.
You really are romantic.
Yes, I am romantic. For lawns.
Wow. Do you spread fertilizer?
What are you saying?
You know what I mean.
Sure. Sure I do.
Oh, man. There's something, man. There's something, man.
Are you aware that one in every seven Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap? Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side, draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
I've had a wonderful time today. I don't know when I've spent more of a wonderful time with anybody than I have right now with you. You know, you're very special. You're not just a normal person. Something wrong with you. And that makes you really special. I'm feeling a kind of camaraderie with you. The kind of raddery that really comes when people have hooked up. Because you are a special person. There are over 300 million people living in the United States, but you stand out somehow. You stand out among 300 million other people. And it's not just because of the way you smell, which is not good, but it's because you are special. When other people say go, you stop. When other people say stop, you still stop. And I think that's a very nice trait to have. You speak your mind. Whether it's right, wrong, indifferent, obscene, ridiculous, you say what's on your mind. And that is one of the annoying parts about you. But in general, you're a very special person. You're kind. You're considerate. And you don't take up too much room. When you get up in the morning, you put your pants on like everybody else, over your head. But still, you are a special person. Something makes you stand out. I don't know what it is. It's that je ne sais quoi. And I don't know what that means, but I know it's French. And the French people are good people. So, when it's all said and done, when I'm done saying what I didn't say, you are special. I'm through for today. Quite obviously, this is getting out of hand. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. I hope you join me then. Until then, I do wish you peace, because you're special.